tell me about how you got the idea for putting flags around the city of Marshfield.
Well, the idea now is either 8 or 9 years old for us. We've been doing it that long, and we actually borrowed the idea from another True Value hardware store that did it in the Milwaukee area. And he just stuck to his general vicinity of his store. But we'd grown over the years to end up getting and doing the whole community of Marshfield. And even a few years back, I took it to the outerlying cities and communities around, like that year, Neillsville and Stratford Spencer, Auburndale, and Pittsville. But this year we kind of brought it back in specifically Marshfield with about roughly 10,000 flags in the city of Marshfield. And then we did have some volunteer groups that came forward and asked if I would supply flags if they would do their communities, and that was Spencer and Auburndale and Pittsville and also Hewitt. And I'm fine with that. I just sometimes don't have enough of the connections to get all of the little towns, but if I have future communities that do round up their volunteers, I'm more than willing to give them flags for that.
Okay. Well, and also now I understand there's a placard on each of the flags. Can you speak about that?
Well, we the whole idea of doing the flags was we wanted to come up with or use this method of honoring the veterans who have fought for our freedom or still are fighting for our freedom. And so the little tag that we put on each flag actually says, on this 4th of July, please join us in thanking God for the freedom he has given us and thank those who have fought or are fighting to preserve this freedom. May God continue to bless America. And then on the backside, we have some organizations that have stepped up and actually put money towards the project, because it's a bigger budget than what I could just do myself year in and year out. So I have some very nice people that have stepped up, like the Knights of Columbus and the Eagles, Marshfield Eagles, the Mueller Local Book, Marshfield Monument. There's a couple new ones this year, too.
Also, didn't one of the local restaurants help feed the volunteers?
Yeah, well, the Eagles Club, Rich at the Eagles Club in town here gave me many items that, because we fed them two times. We fed them at lunch at 1 o'clock when we started, and then we fed them when they finished up between 4 and 6. And Hudson's Classic Grill also gave us some food for that also.
Okay. Can you tell me a bit more about the volunteers, like maybe how many, and were they just people from the general public? Can you tell me about the volunteers?
Yes, this year, absolutely fantastic. The volunteers came at 1 o'clock. We had several different publications, the newspaper, the Buyer's Guide, requesting if people were interested to just come down and we give each one of them a T-shirt, and then we feed them lunch and we feed them supper. But this year was actually the best we've ever had in terms of turnout. At 1 o'clock, I know we had to have had somewhere between 100 and 200 people ready to go out and do these areas of the city.
Okay, and I guess that's about it from my end. Is there anything you want to add that I have been asked you about? Maybe, I guess one other thought comes to my mind is, I would imagine one of the things that motivated you is it's a great way to remember the real meaning of the 4th of July. Is that gone through your mind too?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely our idea to make people think and put some meaning back into this holiday. It's just impressive to see as we drive the streets, and especially this year when we got it done so quickly and efficiently that by the end of the, once we cleaned up from dinner, we were able to drive the streets and really enjoy the number of flags. And then the calls we get, like the one older lady that called and expressed her, you know, really sincere thanks because she lost her husband in World War II, and it meant so much to her.